With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mike Williams, Cyberline with you. 844-RADIO-US. 844-723-4687. Host 2018 at cyber-line.com. You send us mail anytime 24-7. And, of course, don't forget our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/cyberlinenet. One word. Friend us and be able to keep up with what's going on during the week. Real quick, I was talking about the whole deal with Facebook that has actually broke on the last couple of days, and it turns out that Sheryl Sandberg, who's the COO of Facebook, is, I guess, in the pit of war of words with George Soros. And she had reported by the Wall Street Journal, they had reported that she had given a call to research billionaire Facebook critic George Soros, and there was a lot of flack about it. Well, it turns out that the board has written a letter that basically supports her and says it is entirely appropriate, given that her role as COO, she should be looking into these things. And it kind of stems back to Soros basically says that Facebook is a menace to society. I mean, you could kind of cut it either way with all the stuff that's been going on. But they came under fire last month because the New York Times investigated had an investigation that it knew of Russia's 2016 election meddling, which, of course, Facebook still denies, and that it had hired a public relations firm that attacked Soros, stoking anti-Semitic sentiment. Now, of course, Sandberg is also Jewish, so is Soros, and basically says... She put out a memo that says it was never anyone's intention to play into an anti-Semitic narrative against Mr. Soros or anyone else. The idea that our work has been interpreted as anti-Semitic is abhorrent to me and deeply personal. So we're going up against butting heads with George Soros. Huh. That can't be good. And he says it's a menace to society. You know, when all of this stuff came out, Facebook dropped something like 6%, because I was watching CNBC that day. And I heard bits and pieces about the story, but I really didn't pay much attention to it until we were just talking about it. But what I find amazing is this guy could buy out anything. I mean, he could turn around and buy up a majority share stake in Facebook and knock Zuckerberg out or do some serious damage.
I'll tell you this. I liked Facebook the way it was during the election.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Because what it came down to then was, sure, you saw all of this crazy stuff that was going on, all this fake news or whatever. I didn't really see a ton of fake news. I did see the Pope endorses Trump that everybody else saw, and that, you know, that was not true.
I saw a little bit of fake news, but you could pretty much tell.
Yeah, I mean, but most of it was really just clickbait.
Yeah.
It was, they were pushing stuff out there to try to people to get click on, you know, to click on stuff so they could make money.
Yep, and that's what I've told everybody about. This is not about Russian collusion. This is about a bunch of Russian hackers who set up and devised a way to create clickbait and use both sides' polarity to make money.
Right.
And but then they got the hell out of Dodge, took their money with them, converted it to Bitcoin, and then we're all sitting here going, oh, it's Russian collusion. There is no Russian collusion. It's a bunch of hackers who tried to make money at your expense.
But understand, this comes down to one thing. Trump had the audacity to win.
Oh. Darn it.
You know, since he did that, everything has just gone crazy. Everything has they've lost their minds up there. I don't understand why, you know, the Democrats are the ones that are supposed to be all for freedom of speech. They're supposed to, traditionally, yeah. They're the ones that have always said, we defend those Bill of Rights. You know, we got to look at that. And now it's like, oh, we can't have fake news, you know. We can't let people decide. Don't get me wrong. I don't want fake news out there, at least not the stuff that really lies. I don't want stuff out there that is a bold-faced lie.
I went up on Facebook, I think it was yesterday, because I was having to add some people on to the KBDT page mm-hmm. to have access, and I started getting these little things about political ads and telling me what the rules are of what I can post and what I can't post for political ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first I'd seen that. I'd heard about it in the news that they were going to do something. So now the station Facebook page, there's this little thing. These are the do's and don'ts that you can do about, you know, doing this. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, really?
You know,
post anything I want.
What I liked about 2016 is I do feel, even though it was a little bit wide open in the Wild West there,
yeah.
is that you still had your freedom of speech. And now I'm concerned that if you've got your freedom of speech yet, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I understand they modified Facebook was you have your top 25 people that you're working with,
yeah,
and that's
like
who
that.
Gets to see whatever you say. If they're outside of that top 25, they don't get to see it.
And I've seen that happen because I go to people I notice, like, I haven't seen any posts from so-and-so. And it's been a while. I know so-and-so posts a lot of posts. But if I go to so-and-so's page, there's all this stuff I haven't seen.
So isn't this manipulation? I mean, they've
very
just curtailed my ability to reach out as far and wide as I used to yeah. reach out before. And I find that very offensive to me.
Well, they're basically like the media. They only want you to see and hear
what they want to say.
To see,
yeah.
See and hear. The only difference is now we're kind of constricting you with an algorithm wall, as it were, versus, you know, at least I can turn the TV off or, close the laptop and I don't have to watch the tripe. But now you can't see what you're posting and other people can't see yours.
I'm just saying it's very offensive to me if I make a post out there and before the election I could post out there and hundreds of people,
yep.
if not thousands of people would see it, but now only 25 people can see it.
Yep.
Oh, come on. That is just...
And if you're number 26, well, sucks to be you.
I'm telling you, that just, it really just, like I said, goes against my grain. It's against the freedom of speech that all of this was intended for. It used to, that's the kind of platform I want, is one that allows me to, if I've got an opinion, I want it out there for everybody to see.
Right. Okay, so you've got some stuff on the agenda here. What do you got going on?
No, I want to talk about some of the presents that are out there. You know, last week we talked about kids' tech gifts.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about tech gifts for the rest of us.
Yeah,
What happens when you're a little bit older? So, there's lots of good stuff that's out there. And one of the things that I want to say, I guess we ought to start with the cheaper stuff first, because that's the stuff that everybody could buy.
Right.
Okay. So
dirt and cheap.
One thing that we've talked about before, a number of these things we've talked about in the past, but they're wonderful products. The Quick Charge USB 3.0 chargers. Have you seen these? I mean.
No.
Okay. The chargers that many of us have nowadays are just crummy. They are mm-hmm. terrible. So if you want to buy some, if you want to help somebody out, the people that are always complaining, my battery died. Oh, it just didn't work or anything like that. Go out and get the ones that are called the Quick Charge 3.0. You can get the Quick Charge 2.0 also, but the Quick Charge 3.0, they have, they've refined it a bit more. They're almost the same thing, but there's a number. They are... With the 3.0, they actually will, they put as much power into the battery as it can, as the battery can handle.
Right.
That's what their intent is. That's what they're supposed to be doing. The big difference between the 2.0 and the 3.0 is that the amount of way they step up the power, it's much more finite on the 3.0. So they'll put it up in littler increments, and allow it to get it up just a bit higher, to match the exact voltage that will charge the battery as fast as possible. Get those. Those things are really cool. And you got to go online to make sure that you find them. But the Quick Charge 3.0 stuff, they will charge your, they're also called fast charge.
Yeah.
But they will charge your devices up a lot faster than the other ones. Android devices and the iPhone devices, both of them, they'll support that. And if you get them, makes people real happy.
That's one of the things that drives me nuts, because back in the day, the kiddies don't remember, we used to have chargers. I mean, you open a box, you bought a phone, there was a charger handle, nice long cord on it. You could plug it in. You could sit somewhere and have a long cord and be able to do what you wanted to do. Now they just give you this little USB cable and a little cube charger and say, here, have at it.
Yeah, but remember this, too, when they gave you the charger for your phone. It was like you had this charger for this phone, and then you bought another phone, and you had that charger for that phone, and none of the phones were compatible. They didn't have this nice little micro USB, and
I have a lot of Motorola chargers and a lot of BlackBerry chargers that I hoard.
Uh-huh.
Because they have the micros on them.
That's you?
Yeah.
You're the one that hoards those.
Yeah, because I keep them. And when one craps out, I get another one out of the drawer and keep going.
Okay, got
it. I can use them on any of the phones that I have.
Well, the fast charge ones, they really will get your phones charged a lot quicker. So if you guys are out there and you're complaining about how slow your phone charges, especially if you got somebody for Christmas that is complaining how slow their phone charges, buy them that. And then also make sure that if you're going to buy them that, you got to make sure that they've got a fast charge cable too, because the two things that really slow your phone down is if you get, you may have a fast charger, but all of a sudden you've got a really crummy USB cable. Mm-hmm. You got to get the USB cable that is fast charge compatible too. So both those things together, they really will charge up your phone fast.
Yep.
So let's see, next thing. How about an indoor antenna for your TV set?
Ooh.
What most people don't realize, and this is a low dollar item too. You can get them for about $20. Maybe goes up from there. But nonetheless, you get yourself an indoor antenna. Your TVs, most people don't realize, they have a antenna port that you can put on there, and they're compatible, and you can get over the air a lot of great stuff, especially if you're in a metropolitan area, like Dallas-Fort Worth area. I can pick up
channels.
Oh, yeah, a ton of channels here. And the quality is fantastic because it is HD quality.
Right.
And it's not like you're stealing anything. People, a lot of people don't realize that. It's broadcast TV, just like in the old days, except it's digital quality. Make sure, go out there and get yourself an antenna. If you're farther north, there's places you can go, like there's antennaweb.org.
Yeah.
That's where I always went before.
Run your zip code through and it'll show you they have different colors on the boxes. So you can match up the colors and the charts of where you're at to pick the antenna that's right for you.
Right, and that will help you, figure out what kind of antenna you want. The closer you are to the antennas, obviously, the easier it is going to be to pick it up. These indoor antennas, they're good. They're helpful, but they aren't necessarily the best. If you can get one in your attic or up on top of your roof.
Yeah.
But if you get it up on top of your roof, you got to watch out the whole lightning thing and make sure it's all grounded and, let's...
One of the things I've been impressed with lately is a company called Antennas Direct. Have you seen those?
No, what's that?
They're a line of antennas, high-end antennas. Got a little bit of a price on them. And you can find them at Walmart, Amazon, everywhere. And they have... I've run into two of them. There's a square box. And you know how you have, like with the Leaf that we always talk about, you've got to plug it into a USB port or into a adapter, so it gets power to amplify it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad has these, and you can either mount them on the wall, or they have a little plastic stand that you put them in, and you just plug it in and it runs. You don't have to have any power or anything along with it. But they have a very tiny three-ring antenna that you just put on a mast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can mount it out on the roof. And where the farm is up in Ohio, you're not going to get nothing with an antenna in the house. But they put one of these out on the outside and pointed it toward Cleveland. That sucker not only picks up Cleveland, but it picks up Youngstown, which is a fair bit away. And we're getting both Youngstown and Cleveland stations off the Vizio I left over there.
All right. I jumped over to their website. Looks like they've got a lot of good antennas there. So, keep it in mind. And remember, you can pick up a ton of great channels with this. Now, I'm going to jump into another product because it is very slick and awesome, too. And it goes right in line with this and with the antenna thing. Now, this is a bit more expensive of a product. It runs around $229. But I love it because if you're an Amazon Fire TV type of person, this is a great product to have because it is called Fire TV Recast. Well, it is Amazon's version of a DVR. Oh. So again, we get back into the whole issue of being able to record over-the-air shows. We had, and this is the first one that I've seen that they came out with, but for $229, it has four tuners in it. That's really good.
This is like most of your cable boxes, you're paying all this money per month.
Yeah.
Rent.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I've told you before, I ditched cable.
Right.
Now, I'm a YouTube TV guy, and I can switch, but the reason I like YouTube TV, and, you know, if there's another product you could get, but it's $43 a month. I can get, in order to get the equipment, that's where the big issue is I've just gone out and bought these Roku sticks. They're fantastic. They're cheap. You can get them for $35 up to $50. Well, actually, they've got them even higher than that, but $35, $50. And then you can pick up the YouTube TV. It's great. It's a cheap way to do it. Once you buy one of those the Roku sticks, if you've already got one, even better. But you can buy one of those Roku sticks, and that's the equipment costs.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it anymore.
We're going to continue on about the Recast and several other things, too, when we get back.
But I'm excited. Let's forget the commercials. Let's not do that.
No, it's a hard break, man. They're cutting us off.
Oh, man.
Listen to Big William Cyberline. We'll be right back. Cyberline with you. 844-RADIO-US, 844-723-4687.
Well, thanks for keeping the commercial short. That's good.
Yeah.
Because I want to get back to this. The Fire TV Recast, they've got a couple of them over there. They've got one with two tuners, and it's 500 gig, so that's 75 hours of, you know, traditional recordings of high definition
and
recording.
And that's a typical thing you have for DVRs, have two tuners, so you can watch one record the other.
Right, and that's a ton of, you know, that's a lot. 75 hours is great, but and two tuners is all it has in it. Now, that's not bad. It's good. It'll keep you going. It runs $190, basically, $189.99. Now, that's good, but if you just spend $40 more,
right,
you get the four tuners and the 1 terabyte drive. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? That's great.
Now, these are in high def. Generally, if you have a 1 terabyte drive, that should be about 1,000 hours.
150 hours.
150 hours.
150
okay.
hours.
Well, I guess it depends on the compression.
Yeah, it does. But it's a lot there. But they, you know, they're the one that specify out. They must use a compression that only gives 150 hours. And the, okay. But I will tell you, the, you know, you get ABC. You can record everything over the air. That's ABC, NBC, CBS,
right.
Fox, and I'll tell you. Before originally, I'd gotten rid of cable myself, and that's before you know finding YouTube and then turning back, you know, cable back on. I'd gotten rid of cable, and that was because I looked at cable and I was going, you know, half the shows that we record are on cable, but half the shows aren't. So look at your what you record out there, and you know you can just switch over and not have to worry about that anymore. I love having my I've still got the Channel Master. It's the DVR Plus from Channel Master.
Right. I've still got my Mac
great device. Only has two tuners in it though, and it only has it allows me to do an external drive, so I can put as much I can put a lot of disk space on there.
I can do 6 terabytes off of mine with the externals.
Well, that's really good.
So on this, it has a built-in drive?
1 terabyte drive. And for, like I said, for $229, that's not bad at all. So, you know, it has, again, has all the features. You can record 4 shows at once. You can watch one of them at the same time. So that's great. It's compatible with Alexa, so you can sit there and say, hey, Alexa, open up my TV show and watch something else. That's pretty good. Let's see. It does, you know, all the over-the-air stuff. Oh, and you've got video streams over Wi-Fi. So there's that, too.
Hence the recast.
Yes. So that's really good. What is Fire TV Recast? Does it have a guide? That's the biggest issue with these things. I need to look and see if it's got a guide because I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. If it's got a guide, then that makes it even fantastic.
And the guide's already encrypted into the signals when you pull them down off the antenna. And so you should be able to pull up a guide. In fact, even with the newer DVRs, it'll set it up as a guide just like you have on your DVR and your satellite or your cable. Picks it up off those signals, and then you can turn around and say, okay, go over here, and at this time, go record it. But unlike the cable or satellite, it'll keep a guide up to 2 weeks. This will be like for a couple of days because that's constantly refreshes the signal changes as it goes down. But you can set up your programming for up to 2 days in advance at least.
I have seen. I looked through. It's got a guide.
Good.
So the guide in there, you know, love it.
Make it even easier.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff you're looking for. And that price is really good.
Yeah.
So if it includes all that, wow, I would be jumping on that. But I've already got mine.
Now, speaking of Amazon, you know, they had the Echo Show, which is the one that came out with the screen about a year or two ago. And it sits on the desk, and you can make phone calls.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So it's the video screen and the camera built into it.
Well, it used to be $149. And last year, you can get a brand new one for $99. Well, they've come out with an Echo Show 2, which is around $200-something. The only difference that I see between the two is the show had video clips that you could watch, short things like news and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Whereas it looks as though the Echo Show 2 will let you do apps. So if you want to watch Amazon Prime, which I think you can also do with the show, now you can watch Netflix and several other things off of it as well.
Right.
But if you want to try it but not get that crazy for the price, there's a whole bunch of the original shows running around for $75.
Ooh,
and you can order them off of Amazon and have it shipped to you. And if you like it, then bump up to the 200 something.
Yep.
All right. So, little local news, little national news across the USA radio network stations. And we'll come back talking about more tech stuff and things to get for Christmas. Meanwhile, around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite, this is the Mick Williams Cyberline on the USA Radio Network.